Support for this podcast comes from Format. Format are the market leaders in providing award-winning career sites to employers such as Npower, View, Atkins, and Muller. The secret to the great results Format delivers for its clients is complete focus on the candidate experience, including long-term passive candidate engagement, while at the same time ensuring rock-solid and completely seamless integration with the ATS. To download Format's free ebook on planning and implementing a new careers website, go to www.bit.ly/careers website. Or to find out more about their services, go to www.format.com. And Format is spelt with the number 4, then M-A-T.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 102 of the Recruiting Future podcast. By far the biggest story in recruitment technology this year has been Google's entry into the market with the launch of their Google Job Search and also their recruiting ATS Hire. There's been a huge amount of discussion, commentary, and debate around this move, so I wanted to go directly to Google to find out more. My guest this week is Bogomil Balkansky, a Google Vice President who's working on their recruiting-related products. Hi, Bogomil, and welcome to the podcast.
Pleasure to be here.
So could you just introduce yourself and tell us all what you do?
Yeah, my name is Bogomil Balkansky, and I'm currently a vice president at Google. I have been at Google for about 18 months, and I'm responsible for everything go-to-market for a range of recruiting-related solutions that Google has been launching on the market. Before Google, I was at a startup. Before that, I spent quite a few years at an infrastructure software company called VMware, where I led product management and product marketing. Before that, I was at Siebel Systems, before at a startup, and I started my career as a consultant at McKinsey, of all places.
Fantastic. So Google have just launched the new recruiting platform, Hire. Why have Google done that? I suppose that's a question that lots of people are kind of asking themselves. Why sort of enter the recruitment technology market?
Yeah, very reasonable question. It's no secret that Google gets excited about solving really big problems. And we believe that recruiting is precisely the kind of big problem that Google can tackle. You know, everybody who is in the workforce periodically looks for a job. And in the U.S., this is something like 160 million people. Worldwide, I don't know if there are very reliable estimates for exactly how many people are in the workforce, but let's say it's something like, 4 billion potentially. So on one side, you have these job seekers, and on the other side, you have millions and millions of businesses. Like in the U.S. alone, there is something like 5.5 million businesses that actually hire people. Recruiting is really about finding an optimal match between the needs of these millions of businesses and capabilities, skills, and aspirations of all these job seekers. So it's really, really big market. And there's actually mounting evidence that the recruiting process is broken or challenging for both sides, for both job seekers as well as companies. If you take the job seeker side, a survey by Burson by Deloitte says that something like 83% of job seekers in the U.S. rate their job search experience as really poor. Many people apply for jobs and never hear back from companies. In the U.S., it takes on the average about 43 days for somebody to find a new job. And on the employer side, it's almost a mirror image where employers really have one of two challenges. They're either inundated with a lot of applications from people who are really not qualified, for a job, for the jobs that, the company has, or for certain kind of jobs, companies continue to face severe shortages. And a lot of companies actually experienced a combination of both of these things. And I think both of these phenomena actually require companies to hire more and more people, more and more recruiters, on one hand, to be able to wade through like this mountain of resumes of people who are not really qualified for the job, and on the other hand, to proactively like reach out to passive candidates to get them interested in these hard-to-fill jobs. And again, the statistic in the U.S. is that it takes about $4,000 like to fill any open position. And so, again, if you look at both sides, you know, there are a lot of challenges, and it's a huge market. And, you know, this is the reason why Google is in that space. It's a big market facing a lot of challenges. And obviously, as a technology company, we do believe that, you know, we have some unique skills and capabilities like to contribute to solving that problem.
So, as you say, it is a very big market. What the initial product, is it aimed at a particular market segment, or is it something you think everyone's going to use? Where are you pitching your launch?
So Hire, which is the recruiting app that we unveiled about 3 weeks ago, is targeted at small and medium-sized businesses for the time being in the U.S. And we're also targeting exclusively G Suite customers at this point. G Suite customers are businesses that are using Gmail, Google Calendar, Hangouts, etc. As their productivity tool. Now, Hire is actually not the only recruiting product that Google has. Over the past few months, we have actually released a couple of different offerings. One is a new job search experience on Google.com that was launched on June 20th in the U.S. And we also released a Cloud Jobs API, which allows job boards and company career sites to benefit from the same quality of job search experience that now Google.com provides. And the new job search experience and the Cloud Jobs API are both targeted at job seekers. And initially, both of these offerings are available in the U.S., but you know, over time, I'm sure they'll be available internationally. So with both these offerings, we're targeting job seekers, and Hire is our offering for companies to help companies more efficiently identify the right candidates to interview them and to make hiring decisions.
So I'll come back and ask you a couple of questions about jobs and when this stuff sort of might roll out around the world a little bit later. But in the meantime, I'm just interested. We're talking about solving sort of difficult problems, of which, you know, I think we all agreed recruitment is one. How does the Hire product sort of different? How does it sort of tackle and solve some of the problems that we've been talking about?
Yeah. So Hire is actually aiming to solve the inherent inefficiency in the recruiting process. As I mentioned, one of the classic complaints from job seekers is that they apply, they never hear anything from the company, it takes too long, and which is just indicative of the inefficiency of the recruiting process that job seekers experience. And why is that? It is simply because companies typically lack the right technologies and the right processes to be able to efficiently screen candidates, to collaborate internally on making a hiring decision, because at the end of the day, recruiting is a team sport. Recruiting is all about, you know, getting the right people inside the company to collaborate, you know, to arrive at a yes or no decision. And Hire aims at removing these inefficiencies and streamlining the process and making it a lot more efficient. And the unique approach that we have taken with Hire is actually to integrate it very seamlessly with G Suite, with the personal productivity tools that people use every day. And this is fairly different from other existing recruiting solutions that basically exist as a silo, like within the company. It is very important and beneficial to have the recruiting system be well integrated with the productivity tools, because this is where people live in their workday. You know, people are in their email, in their calendar, you know, etc. And with Hire, we have created a solution where recruiters and hiring managers can continue working in the tools that they love using, But anything that's recruiting related, like any emails to candidates, you know, any interviews that are scheduled in calendar, get automatically synchronized inside Hire. And in the reverse, you know, whatever you do in Hire, you know, if you email a candidate, you know, if you schedule an interview, also gets automatically synchronized into the productivity tools. And because of that, we have actually seen a much more significant adoption of Hire as a recruiting system by interviewers, by hiring managers, and by getting people to use the tool and to collaborate in the recruiting process. We have actually observed that interviewers provide their feedback faster. You know, one heartwarming statistic for us is that on the average, our customers who are using Hire, 75% of interviewers provide their interview feedback within 48 hours. And this is just one example how we streamline and speed up the process. Because again, why is that candidates are often in a situation you know, to wait to hear from the company? It's because the company is not fast enough gathering the interview feedback in order to decide, you know, if the candidate proceeds to the next stage or, you know, if the process stops there. And so to summarize, the unique thing about Hire is really the native integration with G Suite that makes it a lot easier to adopt the solution. It makes it a lot more user-friendly, which allows more people to use the system and, you know, facilitates and speeds up the entire hiring process.
You mentioned that there's been sort of great uptake of the system since it launched. How many companies have you got on there, and were there companies who were sort of using it in beta? You know, how long have people been on the system and using it?
Yeah, so we officially launched 3 weeks ago. However, Hire had been in very extensive customer trials for about a year, and we've had literally more than 100 companies participate in these early trials. So by the time we launched, you know, although it's a new solution, I would actually say that it's somewhat battle tested, you know, because it has been kind of in the trenches in a lot of companies. All of our customers are small and medium sized businesses. And our customer base is pretty well diversified, both in terms of industries and across parts of the U.S. And this is something that, you know, we are proud of, but also this was a conscious strategy and conscious design on our point to create a solution that doesn't just cater to the interest of technology startups kind of in our backyard here in Silicon Valley, but it was very important to us to create a solution that fits the needs of small and medium-sized companies, like in any industry, in any part of the of the country. And yes, we do have some technology companies as customers, but actually they're not, like, you know, the biggest, the most represented industry in our customer base. You know, we have, you know, anything from you know, pizza chain to auto dealerships to you know, a plumbing company, etc. And again, our customer base is all over the US.
So how does Hire integrate with Google's new job search?
So any open positions, any jobs that our customers create in Hire are marked up with this markup that, you know, we have made very public and released, you know, for anybody to use. And as a result of that, these jobs created in Hire are being picked up and displayed inside Google Job Search.
So as you kind of said earlier, it's all of these sort of products and new services are currently only available in the US. Is there a time scale for sort of rolling them out globally, or is it something you're going to kind of wait and see and move forward from there?
Yeah, we don't need to wait and see, because, you know, without a doubt, there is demand for these products and services outside of the US. So it's not a question of waiting and see, and, you know, is there a demand? It's just a question of kind of prioritizing, you know, our resources and kind of trading off developing new features in these products and services versus, you know, making them available, you know, outside of the US. And I would say the three products that we have, Google Job Search, the Cloud Jobs API, and Hire, will actually have, you know, very different schedules in terms of when they'll be available outside of the US. And I don't really have precise timelines, you know, for any of them, but suffice it to say that all of our product teams across, you know, these three products are working very hard to make that happen, because it is one of the main priorities for every single of these products and services.
Fantastic. And what might we look forward to in terms of sort of other future developments to the product set?
In everything that we do, you know, we're taking a very, very customer-centric approach. And, you know, one of the things that the hire team in particular is very proud of is that, you know, we have created a great human-centric design culture inside the team, which basically means that, you know, everything that we do, you know, first of all, we research our potential customers. Then when we prototype, you know, we bring these prototypes to our customers and you know, test them over and over again, you know, and optimize and improve, you know, whatever we do. So our product strategy is always very customer-centric and customer-led. And now that Hire is in the hands of many customers, you know, we're getting a lot of feedback from these customers. And basically, you can expect that, like, you know, we will be executing on these customer requests. And, you know, the driving force behind our roadmap is what's important to our customers and what our customers want us to do.
Bogomil, thank you very much for talking to me.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure was mine.
My thanks to Bogomil. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, or via your podcasting app of choice. The show also has its own dedicated app, which you can download at your app store. Just search for Recruiting Future. You can find all the past episodes at www.rfpodcast.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list and find out more about working with me. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next week, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.